so strange when we get people that we know in real life, and then we have to behave ourselves because it's being recorded. But, you know, one of these days we'll have like an after hours, an on the dock like version of this podcast where we'll paywall the heck out of it. Welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast. I am your host, Captain Boomies. With me is the suspiciously tan, but very bearded, the broker with the beard. How are you doing, Ed?
Oh, I am doing fantastic, Captain Boomies. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Yeah. I am in a place that I'm very familiar with, but my guests are not. And I think this is your first time. So we're at Bacon Sales, and Stevie Reeves has been kind enough to let me use his very intense podcast zone.
Something different for us.
Oh, I know. It feels professional.
Almost official.
Almost. But more importantly, it is almost my favorite time of the year.
Yes.
It's coming.
It is.
It's coming. Ah, so excited. It's boat show season in Annapolis, and with us is the queen of boat show herself. And she hates that I just said that. Mary Eunson.
Well, I do love boat shows.
I know, really, if anybody's the queen of boat show, it's got to be me. Right?
You absolutely can be the queen of boat shows.
I would opt to not be the queen of boat shows if I can choose.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk.
All right. Well, we're assigning roles. You not
the queen.
Wonderful. Boomies, queen of boat show.
I'm wearing a tiara the whole time. I hope you know. anyway, like I said, it's boat show season, and this year we're going to be kicking it off with the powerboat show coming up, and I just heard a ridiculous number.
Yeah, so this morning we surpassed the number of 400 boats on display at the powerboat show. So it's going to take a while to check out all the boats at the show.
That's going to take me a good long time, and I can't wait. I'm so excited to go torture all of those brokers. It's really fun. They all know that I hate them, and
yes,
they hate me back. So
just spread it out, would you, please? Spread it out.
but you've also got a couple of... So the powerboat show happens first. Mm-hmm. And then we all regroup for like a day and a half and start loading in the sailboats. And the sailboat show this year, you've got a lot of new to the United States boats, it looks like.
Yeah, we have 16 models premiering at the sailboat show. And so they're boats from around the world. It's the first time you've been able to see them at a boat show in the U.S. Some of them, it's the first time to see at a boat show anywhere. So, yeah, super cool.
Oh, I love that. The trick is, you know, again, weaseling my way on board. It's always a bit tricky. But you probably have no problem doing that, except for the part where I imagine if you walk around the boat show, people stop you constantly.
Yeah, well, I wear a lot of hats at the boat show, you know, literally and figuratively. But it's super fun because it's like old home week.
Right.
All our sailing friends from around the world show up. And it's the biggest party and super fun. So I sometimes get on very few boats, but there are a few this year that are pretty spectacular. I mean, there are always spectacular ones, but I race sailboats, so I'm always a little bit like leaning in to see who's got what, you know, kind of gear and equipment. I love foul weather gear and sailing gear and dinghy gear and hiking pants and hiking boots. So there's a lot of good retail therapy. Especially after 2 weeks of leading up to the boat shows with flooding City Dock and threats and a hurricane and all that stuff. It's like they're already building the show now. Yeah. And so, you know, we'll be ready for some retail therapy.
I love it. Okay. So I need to explain some stuff about the Annapolis Boat Show for anybody who has never been but listens to our podcast. The Annapolis Boat Show takes over all of downtown Annapolis, and the waterfront is normally a very busy place with boats. And then you throw in a ton of extra floating docks and pilings, and all of a sudden the whole downtown dockage space expands massively.
Right.
And and all of the boats have banners flying and flags fluttering and these tent installations go in and they're floating as well, which is pretty wild stuff. They go all out on
red
on
carpets,
red carpet,
literally.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It's just a magical festival devoted to boating. Mm-hmm. And all of the bartenders freak out. Because this is one of those shows that's a little unusual in that it incorporates all of those downtown businesses. You're not going to like some catering company XYZ. You're literally going to local businesses. So this is such an important piece of Annapolis because once a year, it gets really, well, no, twice a year.
Yeah, twice.
I was going to say, twice a year you do this.
And each other,
three times a year, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love the spring sailboat show, too.
Yeah, but the fall one is like...
So the fall one's this year.
That's like the big deal.
Okay. So that part of the Annapolis Boat Show is special. But then the other part of the Annapolis Boat Show that's unique is this content creator mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking what happens over near the content creator booth. It is a line that wraps around all of the other tents around it, which is awfully good for the businesses that are there. I must have spent forever chatting with a marina in Mexico because I was standing in line. Because I am also a fan and I will stand in line to go talk to these people. And it's just so interesting how social media has gotten people excited about cruising.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Well, what does that do to you? I mean, it must make, it's not just boat show anymore. It's now boat show plus this.
Almost like lifestyle-ish or
yeah.
Like. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I started exhibiting at the boat shows in the 90s.
Right.
With Spin Sheet Magazine and then Prop Talk Magazine, Fish Talk Magazine. And what it used to be was that people would come line up to see the editors and the writers and the people from the America's Cup and the Volvo Ocean Race. And, you know, those were the rock stars. And they still are, but it's not as in your face as all the content creators are right now, because the content creators, rather than being like one of them in one place in the show and one in another place in the show, we have this local guy, Jeff Bach, who has brought them all together under one banner, which is lovely because then he herds the cats.
Well, yeah.
And so the boat shows, invite them to be there as our guests, and we give them a space where they can meet their fans and their patrons. Yeah, I don't even know how you say that word. But we've actually moved them this year to a bigger space at the show.
Oh.
And we've put them we set up a seminar tent within the showgrounds. There have always been, we have Cruises University,
right,
and a first sail workshop. We have all these great educational programs, but we have stepped up our free seminars. We have 5 days of very cool free seminars that are running right in the section of the boat show that's between the hotel and the Annapolis Yacht Club. That over there, it's called Yacht Basin. But it's a great tent that there's a new seminar every hour. And it's right near the content creators, not a coincidence, but so that they can have some events there as well. And so, you know, we're bringing in some of the super local stars, like Dave Gendel is coming to sign copies of his new book about the schooner America. But we'll have the content creators have just a little more space to have their lines.
That will be helpful.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's good because there's a lot of fans of content creators are non-sailors.
Right, yeah.
Or not yet sailors.
Not yet.
And so they come and they get to experience the sailing lifestyle. And it's a very inclusive situation. So it's exciting for us because we're always trying to bring more people into, well, me personally, sailing, boating, fishing, you know, you name a water sport and I want people to do it. So it's great because if somebody who has just seen sailing through these YouTube channels, these content creators and following them around the world, it's a long way from your couch to that. And so they can come to the boat show and see sort of the intermediate steps, but also take our first sail workshop, which is sit in a classroom for an hour and a half, learn basics, and then go out for a 45-minute sail. So it's like, you know, put your toe in the water. You don't have to commit 100%. And most of those people end up getting bitten by the bug and thinking, I want to be a sailor. But every now and again, there's somebody who's like, I'm going to stick with the remote.
I mean, I suppose it's not for everyone.
I don't know why it isn't.
I don't understand it. But
yeah.
Gives us more space out there.
Right.
Do you need more? I don't know. It's a pretty big ocean.
It's a big ocean. Yeah. A lot of big oceans.
That's very cool. And I'm so sorry that I must have missed that press release that said they're moving, which is brilliant, by the way. I do think that it was a little crowded.
It was. Yeah. And there was no press release because everybody who goes to the boat show should see every corner of it anyhow. And so it's going to be really great.
I love exploring the show because it doesn't matter how much I go through the vendor list. Every time I walk the show, I find something that is new or intriguing, or I have a conversation with somebody that lets me know about something wild that's going on in the boating space. And that is the beauty of boat shows. It's why I'm obsessed, completely psychotically obsessed.
Yeah.
And I love it.
But it's a great way to find out what's happening in the industry as well. And one of the things that happens at both of these fall shows is a lot of business to business sort of, hey, what are you seeing in your, I mean, you know, as a broker, right? You end up hanging out with brokers from all different companies.
Sure.
You know, you see all the sail makers, you know, six different companies, and they'll be standing around talking like, what are you guys seeing? And one of the things that I think is really exciting this year is we have a lot of smaller boats that for a little while, there just weren't a lot of small boats being built, and they seem to be coming back. And it doesn't mean they're inexpensive. Some of them are very expensive small boats, but we've got some more like skiff racing, dinghy racing, that kind of stuff down near the end of Eco Alley. So it'll be an area where I'll be spending some time.
I love that. And, you know, you're right. The small boat is not necessarily an inexpensive boat, but it is a, when we're talking about starting out, having a manageable boat really helps the process.
And
if your ambition is to become a very good sailor, start with a small boat. It'll force you to react faster, better to every shift, every change in the wind, every condition.
Yeah, it is a way easier step to go from driving a 14 to 20 foot boat to a 100 foot boat than the other way around. Because when you can drive something super responsive and feel how you balance a boat and what happens when you let the sails in and out, you have a better read for going to that very, very big boat because the exact same thing happens. It just happens on a different scale.
I love that. Okay, but now I want to talk about some of the big boats because I happen to be right now under contract to bring in one of potentially the biggest power boats in the show.
Very cool.
But it all depends on whether the ship gets it here in time.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
So basically, my job is when this big monster ship brings it into Baltimore Harbor, they're going to lift this boat up and put her over the side. And then my job is to get her in time for the show. Unfortunately, I did see the show layout for the powerboats, and she's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, move-in
is
on Sunday.
Jesus.
And we build it from the inside out, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like once your space is built.
So I'm terrified that I'm going to be...
Is she coming into the Port of Baltimore?
She's coming into the Port of Baltimore. Like,
are you watching AI compulsively?
It's bad. It's a real.
It's a sickness.
Yeah. What's funny is there's also a sailboat that's on the same boat that they asked if I could bring it to the show. And I was like, yes, but can I like put your boat on a fuel dock for a little while and come back for it? Because you have time.
Right.
This powerboat does not have time at all. Like, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be coming in on the 30th. And I'm trying to...
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah. No. The 30th is Monday. Wait, somebody help me out.
Panicking. What's today? Today is Friday.
Today's Friday.
The 27th.
The show opens on...
Okay, so Monday.
It's
so
coming in on Monday and has to clear customs and...
Well, that part is actually not... They do that all...
Pre-cleared.
They pre-clear. So I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is if anything goes wrong in the offload for any of the boats that are locking it in, that's what slows it down.
The delay, yeah.
So, come on, stevedores of Baltimore. Don't let me down.
Wow.
Because I will be basically flying right into the show with that. And so that'll be fun. And seminars. Speaking of seminars.
Yeah.
I'm doing one. I'm not sure how it got locked in. I think I'm doing a seminar with a admiralty attorney.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I think that's what ended up happening. If not, we'll do a podcast and solve that problem. But there's so many legalese to boating and floating, and yeah. I just find that stuff interesting. And I also find that I tend to talk to more intermediate boaters and people who are looking to get their license, and then do have to know the laws around what you're doing. Technically, you're supposed to know the laws around what you're doing anytime you get on a boat, but...
That always doesn't translate to the real world situation.
Yeah, but if you don't have, you know, somebody else's insurance on the line, it's different.
It's different. Yeah.
It's just different. So that'll be my fun little seminar that I'm sorry, I didn't actually read the program either before I got here to talk about it. Otherwise, I think I'm doing my rules of the road simplified.
Oh.
I gave them a coin toss on that one.
Very cool.
So there are so many seminars.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. There's a couple that I'm really interested in myself. So there's some cruising ones that are going to be really cool. And some people that I'm obsessed with. I think they've done amazing stuff. I love Rigging Doctor.
Uh-huh.
I think he's fantastic and so knowledgeable. And I learned so much from these folks. Come to the boat show, people. If you boat at all, there's so much to learn. There's so much to do there. And there's so many painkillers.
And there's that.
There's that. It's cool because we have, you know, you can go from Pussers to the Fleet Reserve and get, you know, Pussers painkiller, Fleet Reserve for the pit beef, and then stop into the Chop Tank and see what they're offering, and then around the corner, Latitude 38. And this year, you're so excited about this. There is a we have not-for-profits that set up just outside the show gate, and they sell hot dogs and crab cakes, and it'll be like boosters for St. Mary's and all the Optimist Club and all these groups that we provide space, but we ask them that we work with the city and we give them free space to fundraise. Well, for years and years and years, there was this great group that did hot dogs and Nutty Buddies, you know, the Nutty Buddy ice cream.
Oh, my God.
And they're right outside the gate, but I mean, outside the show, sort of facing Mills Liquors. But if you walk down inside the show, they would sell you a Nutty Buddy over the fence.
Oh.
So you didn't even have to go outside. But COVID hit and things happened, and so they haven't been there, but they are back this year, so we can get Nutty Buddies. It's like, we literally had a conversation in the office, should we do a press release
on that?
Because those of us that have worked the boat shows for over 30 years, like, we've been missing the Nutty Buddies, and they're back.
So I could have a Nutty Buddy with my Nutty Buddy.
There you go. Hey.
I wasn't pointing any fingers. Don't watch the tape. We're fine.
I'll come for you. Okay, well, so now I want to talk about this thing that I have in my hands, which is prop talk. So you mentioned the fact that you are Spin Sheet, but Spin Sheet is Spin Sheet Prop Talk Fish Talk.
It is.
These are amazing magazines that are dedicated to the Chesapeake Bay, and Spin Sheet is the, I'd call it your baby.
Yeah, firstborn.
Firstborn.
Yeah.
All right. And is all about sailing on the bay. And I really love when people get their picture in Spin Sheet and then they run up to me to show it to me.
Like, right?
Yeah, I get it. And then Prop Talk is for the power boaters on, and then you have Fish Talk, and Fish Talk is
anglers, all fish, all the time.
All the time, and they are aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
They are obsessed with Fish Talk, and specifically Lenny.
Lenny is the angler-in-chief of Fish Talk magazine, and it was his, that's his baby. He has three children, but I think we can all agree that there's like Fish Talk, and then maybe Finn the dog. and then the three kids. No, he has three awesome kids. But yeah, and they all fish, and it's super cool. And so Fish Talk, we have the Fish Talk fishing spot at the Powerboat Show. We're going to have some local restaurants, but Boatyard Bar and Grill is going to, I believe, cook some Chesapeake chana.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a delicacy. Some people call it snakehead.
Okay, I was going to say, like, but this sounds like.
Chesapeake chana, exactly. It's like going shopping at Target. Yeah, so we're going to have that. It cooked in, we're working with the Maryland Department of Agriculture because with the overabundant species, also code for invasives, the species formerly known as invasives,
yeah,
we are going to be focusing on that a lot because we are struggling with, especially with the blue catfish, that just swallow perch and baby crabs whole. And so, you know, we need those baby crabs and those little perch to grow up to be bigger. It's changing the dynamic in our ecosystem. So we're trying to fish our way out of this. So where we have all these rules like about rockfish, like you can't take them when it's this, and you can't take them and you should catch and release, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like with the Chesapeake chana and the blue catfish, it's like, get them out of the bay.
Go for it.
Yeah. So there are local, all these local restaurants, and the Department of Ag has set up, like you can go to, they have a list on their website of all the local restaurants that sell Chesapeake chana and blue catfish. So that are, I mean, it's super cool that all these organizations are banding together. So we're going to be promoting that, and we'll have like stuff for kids. You know, the Take Me Fishing is, I think, sending coloring books and stuff.
Okay.
It's always good to have something to distract the kids a little bit while they're at the show. Like at the sailboat show, the Youth Spirit booth does a scavenger hunt.
Oh, fun.
For kids. So they pick up a card. They've got to go out and find a couple of things, and they come back and get a little bag that says they completed it with some little, you know, prizes. Yeah.
I love this. And you're right that it is a gathering of those who are curious and those who are so obsessed that they want to pull these people in.
Like, right.
That's sort of how I feel about Boat Show. And it even works as a professional. So as a professional, you and I have walked the show a million times, and we just get excited about things and talking to pros. And I think it was sorry, my brain
squirrel.
Sorry, I was just trying to remember. Talking to other brokers.
Yeah.
I would have thought you all would butt heads, but that's not what happens.
I tend to not, but it's good just to, you know, see what's going on. And because especially at the Annapolis show, we're coming from all different areas. They're all just not Annapolis brokers.
Right.
So they're coming from all over, typically the East Coast. And some of them I've talked to about deals or, you know, hey, is this available? I'll know it's under contract. And but then you get to, hey, you'll be at the Annapolis show, let's touch base. And then you get to actually meet the people you've talked to on the phone. And typically you grab a drink somewhere. Well, sounds a lot like
buddy, a nutty buddy.
A nutty buddy over the fence. It's, you know, it's America. It's America, people, at the boat show.
You know what? It is. It's great. And there's a big contingent that comes from California.
Yep.
And a big contingent from Canada as well.
Yep.
And one of the things, it'll be interesting, is I'm going to watch your face while I say this, but one of the things I always say to somebody who is shopping for a boat is, before you sign up with a broker just because your best friend used him or her, or you saw their ad, or they're listing a boat that you're interested in, have a long conversation with them about the kind of boating you think you want to do.
Absolutely.
Because the very best brokers, if you describe something they are not familiar with, mm-hmm. they're going to tell you, you know, I'm going to introduce you to my friend because I don't specialize in blue water sailing, or I don't specialize in trawlers, or I do specialize in this and I don't, because the best people know what they're good at
right.
and know what they're not.
Yeah.
And also the best brokers will always, if someone says, I want to buy a Swan 45, they will ask them 100 questions before they look for a Swan 45 for them, because it's the right boat for some people. It's a great boat, but just because your neighbor has it, you know, if you want to go sailing with your kids, you might need something totally different. And I feel, so I'm curious what you think about that, because that is the advice I always give people. It's like, think about what kind of boating you're planning to do and find somebody who has experience selling those kind of boats. Not that brand, but that kind of lifestyle.
Right. No, that's exactly the way that I do it is, you know, I tend to put what they want off to the side and let's talk about what you do. And what do you see yourself doing, and how do you, and who's going with you, and are you single-handing, family, cruising, racing, where are you going? All of those factors, and a lot of times it's not the boat they think they want.
Exactly.
So yeah, we definitely try and cater it to the person, because you want a happy customer, and you don't want to get them the wrong boat, and it could turn them away from the water sport in general, and you don't want to do that. You want to make sure you get the right product for their needs, and a lot of times they don't really know what that is. So
yeah,
I like to do it that way.
The boat show is a great place to interview brokers.
And then you can
get a feel for it.
Yeah, go look at this one. Go look at that one. What do you like? What didn't you like?
Yeah.
Take some notes. And
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that we're talking about this, because sometimes I forget that the whole point of a boat show is to buy a boat. I know I've got this broker sitting here, but like this man, you know, he makes deals all the time. I don't really pay attention to it.
Yeah, they can.
But buying boats at a boat show, I thought it was a myth. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think people actually did it for a long time. And then one day somebody was like, oh yeah, no, we're going to go sign our paperwork right now. And it was so exciting.
Yeah.
There's champagne.
I was going to say, keep an eye out. Listen for the sound of...
what is it like when you close a deal at the show? Does it happen often? Is it
For me, it's I haven't actually closed any at the show, but like a week or 2 weeks after, I'll get the phone call. Hey, want to touch base with you? We really like. For me, it's been the Bavaria C45. I've sold a couple of them.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice boat.
And I like it.
Yeah.
They, you met you at the float. We had a great discussion. And because I've had that conversation, what kind of boating do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And then, we're following up. It's like, oh, okay, great. And they're like, yeah, we'd like to buy it. Awesome. And then, then we get into business mode. But
yeah.
I do the boat show for me anyway. I do it more as a relationship building opportunity. And then, when they decide, then we move into the purchase side of things. And it's worked well for me. But there are a lot of guys out there that are, they are popping the champagne and signing the cards. And, it is fun. I like to see everybody win. I really do. A rising tide floats all boats.
So for sure.
That's what I like to see. Well, hopefully not a rising tide during
the show. Yeah, we got to talk about that. We got to talk about that.
Under control.
Yeah.
So it does seem to be that every year we have a bit of a high water situation.
We have to do something for the guys who sell boots. we have a little bit of rain for the foul weather jackets, a little bit of,
yeah.
We're hoping this week's high tides
got it out of his system.
Right, yeah.
And we'll have 2 weeks with none.
That is some fabulous wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm
an optimist.
That must be so stressful for the show as a whole, is every year you just anticipate that this is going to happen. What is the kind of prep you do?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's pouring.
Yeah.
Also, it's now raining. It's getting that out of it. The shows have been, this is our 54th sailboat show, right? So we have a lot of practice with these kinds of things. And so we always have on standby with our rental companies extra ramps and extra, sometimes we build up on built jack floors, like walkways. And we've had to, people have been coming to the shows for a long time will notice that down around Ego Alley, around F-Tent, we actually build a floor up because there was always so much flooding and it just, we had to. So with City Dock being renovated in the future, that some of those things will go away and we're not going to miss that. But we do. The nice thing is it's boaters, it's sailors. And so people know, wear shoes that can get wet. Bring a rain jacket. Or if you forget, go buy them. I mean, what an excellent excuse to get foul weather gear. Like, oh, darn. I left my 5-year-old gear at home. Just have to buy some new stuff. And there are some great sales at the boat show. That's a very cool thing, too, is you can definitely find the newest, greatest at full price for 20, 25 stuff being shown. And if you're that bleeding edge, new gear person, you're all set. But then there are people who bring in, last year's styles and they're selling them 50% off.
It's crazy.
And they're brand new.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're red instead of orange.
Sure.
They moved the Velcro a little bit. So there are great deals we had. And there's just also a lot of opportunity to talk with people and see demonstrations. As you said, you are doing seminars. There are seminars on the showgrounds. There are seminars outside of the shows. There are seminars in people's booths. There are people doing demonstrations. So it's really fun. And if you keep your eyes peeled, you'll see somebody walk in with a bag and they walk up to some booth and they pull out some broken something. And they slap it down on the table. Yeah. It's like, I can't get the paws of this winch back in, or all of the bearings came out. Do you have more? I'm having trouble with this. Or electronics, you'll see people.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get my wand to talk to this, to talk to that. So it's not just, it is. It's a sales event. It's a buying event. It's a gathering. But it's also a really good way to do what Google can't do for you. Google is great if you're doing something super mainstream, but boating is small. So you can Google stuff, but if you want to reach the experts, they're all at the boat shows. So that's, it's a great place.
I love cornering these people because I'm usually the first one on a boat when it gets taken off the ship and it's a brand new boat. Nobody's made YouTube videos about it. So I don't know. And so it is really satisfying to go and find their experts and really just torture them.
Yeah.
just grab them by the collar and go, can you please explain this to me? Because it makes no sense. I spent 2 hours pressed against the side of a ship trying to figure this out. Please make it make sense to me. Come torture all the vendors. It's fun.
I would say come, be nice, have a party. I don't know, but that's just me. Yeah.
I mean, buy him a painkiller and then torture him.
Yeah.
It works a little better that way. You mentioned nonprofits. You have a very special nonprofit, and I would
the specialist. It's the very specialist. Yeah.
I love it. I described it as it is a sailor's way to provide support to people who are kicking butt.
So it's the Youth Spirit Foundation, and it's spelled EWE. Our last name is Johansson, and we started it in memory of my husband, who I'm a little bit biased, but he was freaking awesome. and he died in 2020. And so he was always a guy who is a big guy. He liked to plug in and help. You know, he liked to help carry things and go get somebody who was aground and didn't have, you know, the right engine to get off, or they forgot their anchor and they're drifting out to sea, you know. And you would think people couldn't forget anchors. It happens. But, yeah. You know, he liked plugging in. He was good in a crisis. You know, we get to masthead and he is calm, cool, collected, like pinging the GPS. He just was that guy. So we created this foundation to help people with urgent and immediate needs. So it isn't to help sailors, but it's to have sailors help other people. So people make donations. They get very cool Use Spirit stickers. Once you stop by and see them at our booth at the sailboat show, you will see them on cars and, you know, boats everywhere. On your cooler. We have over 3,000 of them out in the wild. And then, you know, people go down to the islands and they take pictures of them and then they post them in our Facebook group. It's very cool. For me personally, it's therapeutic to think, oh, people are remembering Jeff, but also that we're doing something so good. So we make grants to, like, food banks. We make grants to organizations to put new sneakers on Kids for School, the First Day Shoe Fund. And they're all in areas where we sail, because if you can go sailing, you are so fortunate. It doesn't mean you're wealthy. It doesn't mean anything like that. It just means you're fortunate to be able to get on the water. And there are a lot of people out there who are almost making it in life, and they just need that helping hand. Like, I always think about it, like, those of us who boat have all been in the situation where you are stepping off the boat that's coming to the dock and you aren't quite to the dock. Yes. And somebody grabs your hand and you make it to the dock. You don't fall in. And that's what this foundation does. We make grants to organizations to help people who just need a little bit of help to live with, you know, dignity, hope, and joy. And we're just that last little bit. We're not curing cancer. We'd love to do that, but we don't have those resources. But people make donations, they get a trucker hat, they get a sticker, they put it out there, and then we put that all together and we make grants. So I love it. Thank you for asking about it, because you're right, it's my very favorite.
I think it's very cool, and I do love seeing the stickers around. I was thinking about it just because I was like, man, where is my cup that I usually have that's got sneaky things in it? Well, okay, there's one more thing I want to ask you, and then I might let Ed ask a question or two, but we'll see. And that is, you must get some interesting perks out of being the person who is organizing the biggest event that happens in the city. What kind of perks do you get by being you?
Okay. One of my favorite things is I get to go into the boat show at like 5 in the morning and walk when it's quiet. Before, I mean, public comes at 10. Sometimes the press comes in a little bit earlier. The cleaning crews start showing up at 7, but at 6, it's quiet. And there, you know, especially if there's just a tiny bit of wave action, like the lines are creaking just a little bit, and there are miles of boat,
right,
just hanging out asleep. So I love that. One of the other perks is I get to not sleep for 9 days.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I get to worry. Sure. I watch the weather compulsively. Oh, we have same funny thing. And
I love that. Yes. Ed, do you need an inside track on anything? How do you get the good spot? Is that where you're gonna help?
No, we're always very happy with our spot. We tend to get a nice spot right off the A dock there.
Do you bribe her for that? How does that?
I don't personally, but if it happens, I'm very thankful. I know you said we've got a lot of different things, new things coming to the boat show. Is there anything in particular that you personally are looking forward to or at the show?
That is a tough one.
Yeah. I know there's a lot.
There is a lot. One of the things that's happening that I'm very excited about as we sit in this beautiful podcast area is that our communications person at the boat shows said, hey, we should have a podcast booth at the show. And yeah,
We're signed up. Don't worry.
You're signed up. And so we, so he set it up actually just outside of the show. And so people can walk by and see like podcasts being made. So I'm really excited about that. It's a fun new thing. At the Spin Sheet booth at the sales show and at the Prop Talk Fish Talk booth at the Powerboat show, we do temporary tattoos also at the U Spirit booth. It's, you know, what's a party if you don't get a tattoo? And these wash off. So you don't have to like wake up the next day and be like, uh-oh. Like they come off with soap and water. So
that's funny. I did that last year. I had one of my logos for the sailboat show in particular.
Exactly. So we'll do that. So I love that kind of stuff. I try really hard not to start buying things at the beginning of the show, but I always end up buying something. I particularly geek out on some of the racing electronics.
Okay.
You know, I have a small racing sailboat, and I like to see what the updates are on that stuff. So, yeah.
Nice.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Love it. All right. I'm going to let us all out of here because now I'm looking at Stevie's bar over here. I'm feeling parched. So I'm going to get us out of here. Bon voyage. This has been the Funny Boat Podcast. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Days.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, I've got so many outfits to plan.
Yeah.
It's important, okay?
Okay, gotcha.